B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Woo! 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. And let the beat drop again. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. 4 o'clock hours brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaws-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at LandisBC.com. All right. So we're going to get back to the phones in 90 seconds. But first, so this is how it's going to go. You call about the thing you've been calling about. And if you can guess who picked each of the three songs in the 90-second vibe, you will win the prize that we talked about. The autographed CD and the bottle of Prego.
Who even has a CD? Do you have a CD, a blank CD to burn?
Do I have a blank CD to burn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I have a thing to burn it at my house as well. And then the person will probably have to pick it up at the station.
I don't know if anybody's going to come up, pick up the CD with three songs on it and the bottle of Prego. The jar of Prego.
How much would you think that's worth?
And the signature.
How much is it worth?
Yeah, how much do you think it's worth?
The total grand...
Total, yes.
The total package prize? I'd put it at $7?
I'll put it a little more than that.
They sold it on eBay. Oh, you got Mr. Sixers Outsiders out here. Natalie, you got almost 40,000 followers on Twitter.
Let's not underwhelm how popping we are in these streets, Natalie.
All right,
don't make that mistake.
Okay, so $10.
No, honestly, I think it's about worth it. It's a $100 package. $100.
Well, you do have the Fanatic Baseball Show host with you
right.
as well.
Yes, that's true.
Absolutely. So, 610-632-0975. Are you ready, Andrew?
Yes, I'm ready.
Natalie, are you ready?
I am so ready. I'm so
now
excited.
Time. I know Dan is ready back on TV. It's now time for the 90-second vibe. Hit it.
The Wrigley Building, Chicago is the Union Stockyard, Chicago is one town that won't let you down. It's my kind of town.
Oh, all right.
All right, three legends right there.
Oh, that was incredible.
Three legends. You had Frank Sinatra, you had Stevie Wonder, and you had Michael Bolton. Three great artists, Hall of Fame artists, if you ask me, all three of them. 90 seconds. Who picked what song in addition to your sports
point? And if people forget, the last time we did this was when the three of us were together. Nobody got it right.
Nobody got it right.
No, they didn't.
So you can't just call in with the guess. You have to still give your point. But just a little fun thing, just 90 seconds to vibe out. In Newtown Square, Coach told me it's 91 degrees.
I can't believe that. I was not prepared for no real springtime.
Yeah, I was asking.
It was freezing last weekend.
It was. If they got their window units and stuff in, if you have the window units. So everybody out there, and if you can give a bottle of water to a homeless person,
yeah,
by all means, please try to do so. This is a serious thing. It's supposed to break like by tomorrow.
Okay, that's
it's supposed
good.
To get like chilly tonight, like in the 50s again. But now, if you're outside and you don't have a place to go, it's a tough spot for people. So we should be, you know, we should feel bad for those who aren't as blessed as we are to be in an air-conditioned
Absolutely.
Building or car, etc. All right, Andy in Logan Township, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. Natalie.
Hello.
Listen, I wanted to vent about the Sixer season. I think they pretty much lost it during last off season.
How so?
Well, just from lack of hard work. I mean, Embiid wasn't in shape. Ben didn't improve his game. I mean, how do you shoot 59% from the foul line? I mean, all that is hard work.
Is that what he shot?
Yeah, 59, 60, right around there.
He raised it slightly from last year. And Embiid, yeah, out of shape happened with the knee injury, with the tendonitis. At the All-Star break, he didn't do a lot after February. He actually did work on his game. Don't dismiss that Embiid had a excellent first-team All-NBA regular season. That can't be forgotten just because of what happened in the playoffs. He was great in the regular season. We shouldn't underestimate that.
Yeah, well, my eyes told me that Embiid did improve in terms of skill level. But, you know, conditioning is part of the whole package.
It is, and if you can't do any cardio from February on, you're not going to be in great shape come April and May.
You're right. I didn't allow for the knee issue.
And again, he has to get in better shape for next season, and he has to lose weight to put less pressure on the knee. You are absolutely right. It's just that Ben Simmons' issues are more complicated than Joel Embiid's issues.
Yeah, is Simmons stubborn? Is that the problem? Or I
don't know what it is. This is what I do know. He has to shoot the ball more to diversify the Sixers' offense going forward, because people complain about the lack of pick and roll. If you were running a pick and roll with Ben Simmons and anybody, why would you guard Ben Simmons up high? Wouldn't you just go underneath because he's not going to shoot the ball?
Right, it's a no-brainer.
So why would you run a pick and roll? And if you can't do any pick and rolls with your point guard, that limits your offense.
Right.
And that's why he has to diversify. There's no doubt about that. I think they lost this season not because of the offseason, because of the age of your two best players. There's no excuse. They should be ripped the way they have been ripped. The trade talk to me was stupid. I still think it's stupid. It was always stupid. Let's just trade everybody after 250 win. That wasn't bright. But this criticism is part of the deal. But they're right where they're supposed to be based on how NBA players grow. And I know it's frustrating watching them grow, but unfortunately, that's part of the deal.
Well, also, speaking of that and how they were ripped, you know, and criticized, there's a point where you can criticize people. I think any fan who takes personal attacks against them deserves a F. You're an F fan if you take low personal attacks, like low blows, you know?
Yeah, especially if it's based on something they do on the court. If you decide that Ben Simmons is a bad human being,
right,
because he doesn't shoot a basketball, you're not a great fan.
And now, I saw a ton of that. It was really bad.
It was really bad. There was a lot of that. Now, if you want to judge Ben Simmons, if you want to judge a guy for something they do off the field as a person, that's a different kind of deal. Not because he didn't sign your autograph, not something silly like that. If a person did domestic violence, that's different.
Right.
By all means. But if a guy dropped a pass, that doesn't mean he's soft and weak and a bad human and you should show up at his house. First of all, you would lose if you showed up at his house. He would destroy you. But you get the point. And you're absolutely right, Natalie. By and large, we're better than we used to be. Like Tommy Hutton literally was getting and Mitch Williams had death threats.
Yeah.
So we've gotten better.
Right.
But we still haven't gotten to where we can separate that they're the human side and the player side. The player part you can criticize as much as you want, even if you're wrong. The person side, you should be a little bit more careful criticizing when you don't know what you're talking about.
And I know that the fan base gets angry and the fan base gets upset. And when you're in the moment and you're on Twitter and you're all emotional and you're taking, you know, you're tweeting stuff out. But that's not going to make them better by telling them that they suck at life. You know, that's not going to make a player better.
Come on, man,
work on your game.
Somebody
fine.
At 2 o'clock hours said that I sucked at life.
I saw that.
You know what it made me do?
Block them.
I had already had it muted, and I only saw it because somebody else responded to it.
Yeah.
So I just left them muted.
That's all.
That's all. But I tell you what it didn't do. It didn't make me try harder.
That's what I'm saying.
It made me try harder. Did not. If that was the goal, he failed.
That's bad fan.
In fact, I figured mentality. I tried a little less.
There you go.
I tried a little less. Like, right? Who cares? The fans hate me.
And because you tried a little less, that means he failed, which means he sucks.
See?
Yeah.
See?
It's a vicious cycle.
If I try harder, he won. Try less. Coaches didn't buy that, but I used to try to tell them, if you leave me alone, coach, you get more out of me. You get way more out of me, coach, if you leave me alone. All right, do it your way. I don't get a lot out of me. That's how I was.
It's like reverse psychology.
This is how I was wired.
Right.
All right, coach. Uh-huh. Yeah, all right. Just what route do I have to run? Five and out? Post? All right, I'm going to run the post. All right, get out of the way. Shh, I'm good. I'll need all that extra. Steel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steel.
Hi, there?
I have been there, yes. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. It's good to talk to you. The Lithuanian lover and the incomparable Miss Natalie.
Yeah, we got a good squad over here.
Afternoon. I'm sorry?
Yeah, we got a good squad going today.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm actually calling from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Well, you're always on the road, still.
Yeah, well, I'm a Renaissance man, you know.
All right.
I try to travel. What a lovely time I had at the Mike Miss Open.
You had a good time out there Thursday.
Oh, that was tremendous.
Good.
I mean, absolutely top notch. I'm a golfer. I didn't get an opportunity to introduce myself to you or Natalie, but what a fantastic kudos to Jaws and the staff at Downingtown.
The staff was great there. The staff was here, was great here. Lindsay, Mike McMonagle.
Yeah, wasn't that first class?
First class event. I had a great time there. Great time.
Do you play?
Nah, I was just out there, but I still had a great time.
you got to pick up the sticks.
All right. People been saying that. What do you have on the Sixers there, Steele?
All right. Let's talk. This is my skinny.
Okay.
I don't want to re-sign Jimmy.
Why?
Listen to me. Just hear me out. I don't want to re-sign Tobias. I want LeBron, whatever it takes, to come to Philly and mentor his boy. And then fill in the bench.
Well, here's the problem.
I know.
How will you get LeBron? How will you get him if you're going to keep Ben Simmons and Embiid? What trade chip do you have to give the Lakers?
Well, I guess you sign Butler and trade him.
You do a sign and trade with Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
And you see if the Lakers will go for it.
I'm sorry?
And you see if the Lakers will go for it.
Yes. Because I want LeBron. He's got 3 years. He's still a stud. And if he can't get Ben the shooter jump shot, nobody can.
All right. I mean, I would prefer to run it back with the team that the Sixers currently have. But LeBron James is a great, 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 great player. If Jimmy Butler doesn't want to come back and your consolation prize is LeBron, there's worse things in the world. 610-632-0975. Ed in Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, how are you?
What's going on, Ed?
Hey, glad you're able to string a few days off together.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice. It was the first time in a while.
I know. You needed it.
I did.
Hey, listen, and on the music, and I don't want the Prego or the CD, but I would have to guess Nat, you, and Andrew in order.
That is incorrect, sir.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, listen, two quick points. One is for the Flyers fans out there, they wouldn't be wrong on Craig Berube. One more win with St. Louis.
I see what they're doing. What I'm saying is,
he's going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Fine. Is he a better coach than the coach that the Flyers had? And when the Flyers were saying that, did they have that knowledge? My point wasn't, I didn't rip Craig Berube. What I was saying was, people picked him.
I'm not ripping you.
No, people picked him solely because he was a former Flyer without any of that knowledge that he was going to take a team to the Stanley Cup Finals.
No, but once the Sixers were out, I started watching this hockey. He's done a hell of a job.
I watched that game last night. They took that team apart.
Oh, they dismantled them.
I mean, matter of fact, they've scored, how many scoreless periods does have they strung together as far as their defense now? Six straight?
Yeah, it started out shaky with St. Louis, but now they got a one-game lead. I think Craig could be coach of the year. But Ty, listen, I got to rely on you and your fantastic crew. Who would be a good one for the Sixers to pick up as that eighth guy you were talking about? You know, somebody from the Pistons. I don't know. I don't follow it enough. Like, I don't know, Drummond, some shooter.
Nah, it's tough. It's tough because there aren't that many centers left in the NBA that are quality. What you probably need is a guy. Deadman down in Atlanta, for example, would be a name. It's difficult to find that guy, but they're out there because you need a very specific role.
I don't want LeBron, Ty. I do not want LeBron. He's disinterested this year.
He could win here. Winning gets everybody engaged. He couldn't win. He also had his first significant injury of his life this particular season. And you see that it was a mess out in L.A. You see Magic Johnson went on First Take today and was throwing Rob Pelinka. And really what it came down to was it looked like Magic might have been the only person in that room that actually knew what he was talking about. Because it looks like, of all people,
LeVar Ball was right.
LeVar Ball was right.
Oh, man.
Magic was a figurehead. He didn't have final say the way that he thought. And he wanted DeAndre Fox. And they wanted Ball. And they went with Lonzo Ball. And look who's a better player already. Fox in with the Kings is fantastic already. And look at Ball, just kind of along for the ride, coming off the bench. So it looks like, and he actually called Pelinka a backstabber. So they're a mess out there. So LeBron probably looked at that roster. Now, he didn't know Magic was just going to quit, but he had to know that something wasn't right. And he checked out. Now, is that an excuse? No, but the guy probably was looking for a longer summer. Because, I mean, they were talking about some of the things, like the number one song the last time he wasn't in the finals was some band that's not around anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was one of those bands that, like Panic at the Disco. I know they're around, but is anybody checking for Panic at the Disco anymore? Like that kind of thing.
Right.
Like the last time.
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy.
Because there's, what, 8 straight finals appearances?
Yeah, so go back. What was the number one song in June 8 years ago?
In June of 2011? Let me look.
Yeah.
That's number one song.
We'll take a call and get that. But so I think he looked at it and said, now I can bust it to get in the first round of the playoffs, but they end up getting the fourth pick, so they jumped up. I think he strategically checked out, trying to preserve his body for one more run. And he knew there wasn't going to be one more run with that Lakers team. If, in that hypothetical that was brought up by someone else, not me, with the LeBron James, I want to make that very clear, because people can, why are you always talking about LeBron? Station always talks about LeBron. I think LeBron would be engaged here. I think they would be smart with his rest, or if they weren't, LeBron would be smart with his rest. He plays 65 or so games, be ready for the playoffs, and then the question would be, who would have the ball in their hands in the playoffs, LeBron or Ben Simmons? And if Ben Simmons did not have the ball, what would he be doing? That's going to be the key question, if Jimmy Butler's back or not. One, can he be the primary ball handler on a championship-type team? And two, what does he do when he doesn't have the ball so that the whole city's not calling Joel Embiid soft? Because Joel Embiid's at the three-point line, because if Ben Simmons is off the ball, where can he actually be a threat? Close to the basket, and you can't have both guys close to the basket. I know we didn't recognize that. We just wanted to call a guy soft, because why wouldn't we? But he's not soft. That was strategic. Ben Simmons' limitations put limitations on what Embiid could do. Now, was he out of shape? And if you want to say all that's fair, but he's not soft because he's set up up top. He's set up up top because if Jimmy Butler has the ball, where else could he go where he's not in the way of Ben Simmons and vice versa? That's just basketball. That's not soft. Ben Simmons is also not soft. I'm not, like, we just, oh, he's soft. You got in my day. But yeah, in your day, your point guard didn't have to shoot necessarily. Your day, you couldn't shoot. You thought you could, and you shot your team out of games on the playground. And then you went home and drank Kool-Aid. Like, you weren't like a star. What was the number one song, Natalie?
Actually, I don't see any of those bands, but the number one song was, there was a Britney Spears song that was number one, so that's how long ago it was.
A Britney Spears song?
Yeah.
And she might be done performing.
Forever, yeah. So Hold It Against Me was a big song in 2011. Also, we have Bruno Mars' Grenade, Born This Way by Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and Kanye West's E.T. hate that song. That song was terrible. And then S&M by Rihanna featuring Britney Spears was also number one. And in June,
Britney had a good year.
She did. Adele's Rolling in the Deep was May to July of that year. So she had the number one song during LeBron's run.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, she's still around. Divorced now.
Divorced, yeah.
But around.
So we're going to get another great album.
Well, I don't know if she's had a great album yet, but I hear what you say. 610-632-0975. Before I go to break, I just want to make one thing clear to all the Adele stans and the Grammy people who have her undefeated at the Grammys. Did you ever hear Amy Winehouse's album? Just did you ever hear it? Because her album was better than any Adele album, yet you decided Adele's album was all the great, every album she has is the greatest album ever, but it's less than Amy Winehouse's album. So how is she the greatest ever if she's not the greatest singer who sings her genre from her own country? Just help me with that. I've been holding that inside for a while. Like, just stop with that. Adele's the greatest stuff. She's a fine artist. Not everybody's the greatest. Not everybody can be the greatest. You dilute great when you call her great all the time. Because she's good.
I agree.
All right? Like, Chuck Norris was good. Bruce Lee was great.
I don't know. Chuck Norris was pretty great.
No. Chuck Norris was pretty good. Bruce Lee was great. Watch Enter the Dragon. Go watch Delta Force or Delta Force 2. And then watch Enter the Dragon. And you tell me who's greater.
That might get you a swift roundhouse kick to the face.
I know all about the Chuck Norris facts. Okay, underneath his beard is another fist. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.75 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. Had to let the beat drop one more time.
I know, it's cracking me up now.
The songs are so good that we have in the rotation now. That if I don't let the beat drop, it's disrespectful to the person who put the time in to put them into the system.
Right.
Like, why'd they do all that hard work? They didn't put it in for the preamble. They put it in for when the beat drops.
Yeah.
So it's going to be disrespectful. It's time to update the Twitter poll, and that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie, let's see how the fans are evaluating themselves on the third opportunity.
All right. So we we'll start with the Eagles fan base self-evaluation. 53% say A, 34% say B, 8% C+, 5% C or below. Right. And then we move to the Phillies fans. 34% say A, 45% say B, 14% say C+, 7% C or below. Then we have the Sixers fan base, 50% saying A, 35% say B, 9% C+, 6% C or below. And then the Flyers fan base, 12% say A, 20% say B, 30% say C+, 38% C or below. So Eagles and Sixers fans really feeling themselves.
Really feeling it. We're the greatest.
You know what?
We're the greatest.
I'm just going to give myself an A.
You know, this is not going the way that I hoped that it was going. I thought we would really look at ourselves and get serious and high-minded for just one day. And instead, we just throwing ourselves a party.
Well, you know what I think? I think it's interesting that the Phillies fan base is like, you know what? B. We're average right now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The Phillies fan, are they the best fan?
I love Phillies fans. I do.
Are Phillies fans the best fans?
I mean,
I don't know.
It's tough.
Now, we have the lineup tonight. McCutchen, Segura, Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto, Hernandez, Herrera back in the lineup, and Franco. So it looks like the only adjustment he's made as far as the day-to-day, is he swapped Hernandez because he's hitting so well in Herrera for the day-to-day, and everybody else he's left the same. So I mean, we knew Jetpacks was going to be the everyday center fielder. Right,
and Herrera's batting 500 off his career, you know, against Yu Darvish.
Yeah, so
three
is,
for six, but still.
This is Arrieta's second time, but what, first start in Chicago?
Yes.
First start in Chicago.
Against his old team.
Against his old team.
Wow.
Now, I have no patience for Jake Arrieta after his second, to me, third strike of calling out teammates. Every time I tweet out, it's a broken record, I admit. Every time he gives up a hit of any kind, I tweet out, is that the teammate's fault? Especially home runs. Is that the teammate's fault? I don't like Arrieta, like as a guy. I couldn't work with Arrieta. I'll tell you what, I can work with Arrieta. I couldn't work with Arrieta in a place that had HR.
Why? What do you mean?
Somebody would get fired.
Right.
Because I'm going to get my, he's going to be the type to get me fired. Because I can't work with a person like that.
Right, right.
He's going to publicly talk about me like that. Like, there's usually physical problems after such things.
Right.
Baseball doesn't have an HR. So I could be a teammate. He just would know. Matter of fact, the problem is I'd probably get him when the cameras were running.
And say something?
No, I wouldn't say anything.
To trip him up?
I wouldn't say anything.
You would just go and pop him?
It would be on camera. Because I just can't work with a guy like that. I swing a bat as a job.
Right.
You gonna talk trash about me in public? Right. And I swing a bat as a job? You're not gonna be safe.
Speaking of all that, I love the Phillies tonight.
I know. You love the Phillies tonight.
Cubs are missing two starters. Yu Darvish stinks. Love the Phillies tonight.
All right. And, you know, guy producing today, Andrew Salchunas, you can join him weeknights from 6 to 7 for the Fanatic Baseball Show. It's the most comprehensive look at the Phillies, the NL East, and around the league. Hear from baseball experts, not just him. Scene setters from the ballpark, lineups, matchups, and your calls. The Fanatic Baseball Show, weeknights at 6. So that'll come on right after the program today. And Natalie, you had some news regarding baseball as well.
I do. So I do have some baseball news. So my cousin Nick Schiffler plays for St. Matt's Varsity CYO.
Oh, look at that.
Up in the Northeast.
Yes.
And they were undefeated all year.
Undefeated in baseball?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, isn't that impressive?
Yeah,
and then
good.
Friday night, they won the championship 13-1 over St. Chris. So I just want to give a shout out and congratulate Nick.
Congratulations.
And those kids these kids, when they're playing their sports, they put in a ton of time
of
and effort.
Yeah, it's tough. It's during the school year.
Yeah, yeah. So congrats to them, head coach Joe Kanish, and, you know, my cousins Laney and Dutch for bussing Nick around and making sure that he plays and keeping him in line.
It's like a family thing when you have those sports, those youth sports.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes a family thing.
Well, and my family is such a big baseball family, so I just see the time and attention that they put into it. So it just makes me, I'm glad that he's, you know, leaving the school on top.
Yeah, you want to leave on top.
No, he closed too. Nick closed.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He can throw a little bit?
Yeah, he's good.
Throw a little bit?
Yeah.
He might have a future?
I think so. So congrats to St. Matt's.
Oh. Minor league future or like college future?
Well, my cousin Chuck is pitching for LaSalle right now.
Oh, so yeah. It's in the genes.
It is in the genes.
Skipped you.
It did.
Everyone else.
Okay, I didn't even make the softball team at the Longcrest Rec.
See, you could have let that go. You threw extra salt on your own wound. I just pointed out how perhaps you're not a super athlete.
I thought we were self-evaluating here.
We are? Okay. You know what? You're right. You were self-evaluating, and you couldn't play a lick.
No, I was really bad.
I admitted that I couldn't throw at all. You couldn't play.
I think it's interesting. Both me and you sucked at baseball or softball, and now here we are.
Yeah.
Can't play. We might as well talk about it, right?
That's right. I mean, I could hoop, but I could not play. Baseball's not. Nah.
No.
You don't want me to play on your softball team. I'm going to make your team worse. And I'm not going to put a lot of effort in. Like I'm not even going to try hard. And that's got to be annoying.
I mean,
the worst player also isn't trying.
I didn't even make the team. I was like one of three kids who didn't even make the team.
I always made teams. I starred on them. But I made the teams.
I still went to all the games because all my friends were there. But yeah,
That's your sporting past?
Yeah, that's where it's.
I run like I have a refrigerator on my back, so that's my biggest problem.
But no, you're a baseball guy.
I was once told I looked fast, and I was like, well, I'm not. I don't understand that. You look fast.
No, there's people who look fast.
Apparently, I look fast, and I am not fast.
One day, we're going to take the sales squad, and we'll evaluate and see who looks like they're the fastest among the salespeople. And then we'll do the office staff as well.
What are we going to do? Like the 40-yard dash out front?
Like if you take... All right, real fast. Oh, no, let's take a call and then we'll do this after the call. Lady in Pottstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. Happy afternoon to you in this beautiful day.
Thank you, Lenny. Thank you.
Listen, I'm just getting over the 16th seat. I've been down in the dumps for the last week.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, I started wanting to look and analyze and see the weak points of the Sixers. Yeah, with the playoffs would happen. I just thought that they were brought together. Yeah, the super team was brought together too late in the season, which is understandable. So I'm giving the Sixers a pass. But I wanted to look and analyze and see what they could get coming this draft. And I've been scouring, and I think I see two big candidates. And the one main weakness was when Embiid was out of the game.
Yeah, the game fell apart when he left the game. The whole thing fell apart.
And, you know, it was just the driving of the other team just took it to the hole all the time on us.
Yep.
And there was no rim defense. And Boban and, you know, Monroe, they couldn't handle it.
Couldn't do a thing against Toronto.
There's a guy, Tyrone, and I want you to look at this guy in the future. I saw him, and I've been watching videos of this guy named Taco Fall.
Yeah.
7'7".
Yeah, well, I know about Taco Fall. We talked about Taco last week. Maybe he may not even get drafted, but if he does late in the second round, it might be worth a flyer. But
it might be worth it.
Might be, but... Just so you know, he's still not getting any playoff minutes for any team in the coming year.
That's a project.
Just so you know.
Did you watch him against Zion?
Yeah, I watched him. They should have beat Duke. That's a separate thing.
Yeah.
His rim protection is a dimension, but they'll also put him in a pick and roll, and I have no idea if he can move. There's tons of question marks, but physically his dimensions. The question is, can you make him move defensively better than Boban? If the answer is no, you don't want him. If the answer is yes, then maybe. And it's still a maybe. But perhaps it would be something. Now, real fast before we go to break, between Farzetta, Trey, Bob Cooney, Anthony, Mike, and Jason, who's the fastest runner?
Out of that group?
That's the full-time air staff. Producer's out, so no bro, no me. It's the Bob, Mark, Trey, Anthony, Jason, Mike. Who's the fastest in that group?
I'm going to say Trey. 40. I'm going to say Trey.
You're going to say Trey.
He's the only professional athlete out of all of them.
But he was a lineman.
That's okay.
It wasn't like he was a running back.
That's okay.
I feel like Jason might be.
I think Jason might be the fastest, too. I agree. He's been running.
He's been working. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's been doing the 5K stuff.
Mike he played at Penn State. He's a good baseball player, but the back is shot.
Yeah, he's got the back. Bob's got the back. We got too many back issues.
Anthony, I don't know when the last time he ran. I just don't think Anthony Gargano's a runner.
No, and I think Mark bikes, but I don't know if he runs.
Actually, could he be the hockey guy, the fastest at the 40?
I think, I would say, if I had to put money on it, I'd probably say Jason.
I'm going to work on setting that up.
I was going to say, can we actually make this happen?
If we set up our summer event, we got stuff coming down the pike eventually. Once all that's announced, our usual thing we do, I'm going to see if I can set that up.
They're not going to race.
Why not?
You don't think, I mean,
get some action going?
We're going to do the 40-yard dash at our summer event?
Yes.
That would be amazing.
I'm still going Trey.
Okay.
He knows how to run the 40, too.
He does know how to run. Yeah. All right. 610-632-0975. Self-evaluation Monday. Self-evaluation Monday. Do you just blindly give yourself an A? Or can you look inside and say, maybe I wasn't the perfect fan this last year? Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Nice. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. He returns tomorrow. The cruel BN Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday before Natalie gets a little time. Memorial Day weekend's right around the corner. But a week from today, that's snuck up on me. Snuck up on probably all of us with the Sixers. Wish we were still playing. We've been self-evaluating on this 20th of May, taking yourself from last 20th of May to this one. Each fan base, self-evaluation. And we have done a terrible job at it. We get an F at self-evaluation, if nothing else. We either give ourselves A's or dump on the Flyers. And that's not fair. And that's not right. 610-632-0975. I know the 5 o'clock hour is coming up. The legendary 5 o'clock hour. And I just hope that the callers in the 5 o'clock hour can save our self-evaluation. Am I asking too much? Perhaps. But I would still like to try. All right? Ian in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing?
What's up, Ian?
I think I agree with you. I think we need to cut the squad the same way and bring them all back.
Uh-huh.
But I also think you really got to go after Jimmy first. And I think the key to it will be is the second free agency opens, the Sixers need to go to Jimmy and start talking to him because the other teams are going to be fighting for leverage on Kawhi and Kevin Durant and Clay. That if we can get Jimmy isolated to us and just start talking to him, maybe we can bring him in and then go after Harris, who might be more manageable to sign right off the bat, whereas Jimmy's going to pitch offers from Brooklyn and all them. That I think we need to get him as soon as free agency opens so we can get him in town.
I think that that's partially right. I think he already knows, I think, what he can get, and it's just going to be a matter of, I don't know if it's going to take convincing. I don't know what it's going to take with Butler. He's a different kind of guy. Some guys you would think it's just money, and a lot of times that's all it is. But in this particular case, I don't know if it's just money. So I think their best bet is to put out that full max and then see what the other teams do. And then the other question is, would he want to play in with the Clippers? Does he want to play with Kawhi? I don't know. So I think the only thing the Sixers can do is just put their best foot forward by putting the full max on the first day, and I think they will.
Absolutely.
I think they will. I don't know if he's a guy who wants to be recruited by Embiid and Simmons either. I don't know if that would work. I don't know if they're old enough and mature enough to do so, but I'm sure it can't hurt. So I hope that Embiid, not the hard sell, I just hope they call him up and say, hey, brother, I would love to play with you again. I hope it's that simple. But the Butler one may have been first, but I don't know if Tobias wants to come back either. I think that'll have to do with the coach because he mentioned fit and how he was used. So I think Brett Brown might be the person who has to call Tobias and say, if you're back with Jimmy, we'll use you X. If you're back without Jimmy, we'll use you Y. And obviously the money has to be max money because someone else will offer it. Whether he deserves it, which is a weird word because it's not. What you're worth is what you can negotiate in life. Worth is a funny word like that, and deserved and stuff like that. Like, the Nets will offer him the max if the Nets can't get other guys. So is he worth it? If you want to keep him, he is. So it's that simple. That's also why a player like LeBron is worth 3 or 4 maxes compared to a regular max player. Like, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. Like, the top players in the NBA are grossly underpaid because of the max. But that's just how it goes. So deserve is a funny word. Ron in Royalsford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, great intro. Obviously, Freeway, Rock the Mic's electric. The question I have is, the guy's a killer. But at this point in his career, you see, you know, I think he's like 1 for 83 in terms of shots outside the paint. Because my fear is, say, worst-case scenario, we don't get Toby, we don't get Jimmy, then he's going to be fully exposed.
That's the worst-case scenario is fully exposed. But it was weird. When Dirk won his MVP, it was the year that Steve Nash left. Steve Nash leaving made Dirk a better player. The NBA is weird like that, in that sometimes there is addition by subtraction with individual players. I want Jimmy Butler back. I want to run it back. But I think he has to know. If he doesn't know now, I don't know if he'll ever know. I think he has to know that he has to shoot more. That doesn't mean he has to be Curry. He's not going to be Curry next year. But he has to know that he has to shoot more. It's a must. It's not a luxury. It's not a want. It's a need. And for this offense to be all that it can be, especially if Jimmy Butler doesn't come back, you have to be able to do some pick and roll things. And you can't do pick and roll things with a guy who refuses to shoot. So I think he knows he must shoot. He has to know that. So as far as the self-evaluation goes, I think he's human. Now the question is, do I know what he's going to do? No, I don't know what he's going to do. But I think he has to know. I think he has to know. And I think he gave short answers. And I think he was angry because he's probably tired of hearing about it. Because I think he hears about it not so much from his teammates and his coaches all the time. But I think all these guys are aware of what the fans are saying. And pregame, it's almost like cattle at times. He's shooting and everybody's got the phone out. Everybody's recording it. Everybody's talking about his shot. So it just is what it is with that. He has to be aware. But don't count him out if Butler and Simmons and Tobias don't come back. You still have two stars. Let's see what else they can get done and see if those guys can get better. I'm not one of those guys that says, hey, they'll definitely lose. They won nothing next year if Tobias and Butler. I'm not that guy. There are other ways to get players, and your existing players can improve. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.